This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more priority legislation as lawmakers complete the third week of the 2016 legislative session.
It's been a long time since this body has discussed this issue in a committee meeting.
Tuesday was a busy day for lawmakers. The Missouri Senate General Laws and Pensions Committee heard testimony on Senate Bill 816, a measure that would repeal the death penalty in the Show Me State. Senator Paul Whelan of Imperial is the sponsor.
One of my motivations was defending human life. And it seems to me that if I'm going to be a pro-life person and defend human life, I need to defend not just at the earliest stages of life, but also all the way until natural death.
During debate, Senate Minority Floor Leader Joseph Kevany of St. Louis told the sponsor he supports the idea.
If the death penalty is truly a deterrent, we wouldn't be executing anybody, would we? Just by the fact that we're still executing people, it's not an effective deterrent, right?
No action has been taken yet on Senate Bill 816.
Senate Joint Resolution number 20 is a simple constitutional amendment that would allow the General Assembly to implement a photo ID requirement.
Another Tuesday committee hearing focused on voter ID. Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit presented Senate Joint Resolution 20, which would modify provisions of law as they relate to voter photo identification, and Senate Bill 594, which would modify the law relating to voting procedures.
In April 2015, Greene County prosecutor received complaints about a woman double voting. In the same April election, mayor-elect in Kinlock was barred from taking office due to possible voting fraud.
During debate held by the Missouri Senate Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections Committee, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur wondered about the cost of implementing voter ID.
In the bill itself, it talks about these photo IDs are going to be paid for subject to appropriation. What if money is not appropriated?
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Joint Resolution 20 or Senate Bill 594.
This is the largest spending increase this governor has proposed.
Also this week, Missouri lawmakers heard the budget plan from the executive branch. The annual State of the State address outlines the year past and what could be ahead. After the speech, Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia addressed mental health spending, which he says was increased for the current fiscal year.
The Missouri legislature put $70 million for new mental health programs in this year's budget to start January 1st and go the last 6 months of the year. The governor won't release that money.
Senator Shoup says she is pleased to hear the governor repeat the need for affordable health care.
He is talking about, once again, Medicaid expansion. There are 300,000 people who do not have affordable, accessible health care.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.